With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana Governor-elect Greg Gianforte announced two key staff picks for his administration today to lead his staff and budget office. Gianforte named Christine Hagum his chief of staff. Hagum has held that same position in Gianforte's congressional office since 2017 and previously staffed for former Senator Conrad Burns. Gianforte is tapping U.S. Attorney for the District of Montana, Kurt Almy, as the next state budget director. Almy announced yesterday he planned to resign as the state's top federal law enforcement officer, effective December 2nd. Almy will lead the governor's budget office under the state's first Republican governor in 16 years. Gianforte has said he received a mandate from Montana voters and ran a campaign to hold the line on state spending while cutting taxes for all Montana taxpayers. Gianforte has yet to release a more detailed plan for what that will look like. Two women who were detained in northern Montana by U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents for speaking Spanish while shopping at a convenience store have reached a monetary settlement in their lawsuit against the agency. The ACLU of Montana announced the settlement, but did not say how much the two received. Anna Suda and Martha Mimi Hernandez said their constitutional rights were violated by an agent who demanded their identifications and detained them for about 40 minutes. In a video recorded by one of the women, the agent said he asked for identifications because they were speaking Spanish. The agency says it did not admit liability in settling the lawsuit. Missoula has become Montana's first city to pass an ordinance prohibiting the sale of flavored e-cigarette and vape products. Both supporters and critics of the ordinance expect a legal challenge to the rule. Edward O'Brien reports.
On a vote of 8-4, the Missoula City Council last night passed the ordinance banning the sale of all flavored vaping products within city limits, extending out 5 miles into the county. It also requires retailers to keep all tobacco products behind the counter and away from underage minors. The move comes 3 months after the state health department, facing pushback from legislators, withdrew a proposal to enact a permanent statewide ban on the sale and marketing of flavored e-cigarettes. Those supporting Missoula's ban say candy and fruit-flavored e-cig products are designed to attract and hook young people on nicotine. According to the 2019 Missoula County Youth Risk Behavior Survey, more than 38% of local high school students said they had used an electronic vaping product in the past 30 days. City Council Representative Mirta Becerra co-sponsored the measure.
I believe that it will help protect, to the best of its ability, the health and the safety of our youth by making it more difficult to access products that we know are causing a health epidemic.
However, some say the new ordinance doesn't go far enough and creates inequality by leaving non-flavor products on the market, accessible to the most vulnerable kids, including Black and Native American and LGBTQ youth who use traditional tobacco products at higher rates. Flavored vape ban proponents suggested its scope could eventually broaden once more data is collected. Keith Bowman owns Missoula's e-cig vapor juice store. Bowman says he's in the business to help people quit smoking.
By passing this, you're showing, not telling, showing people that you care more about the city's cigarette money than you do about their health.
Missoula's ban on flavored vape products takes effect on January 25th. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana today added 974 new lab-confirmed COVID-19 cases, and 16 more Montanans have died from the virus. The Montana Department of Corrections announced that a fourth inmate has died from COVID-19. The Great Falls Tribune reports that a teacher and basketball coach from Great Falls School District has also died from the virus. Active infections continue to slowly tick down after peaking last week. As of today, more than 16,000 Montanans were infected with COVID-19. Active hospitalizations remain at 467. State health officials updated various stakeholders today on the latest regarding the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines. State health officials say the vaccines could arrive in the state sometime next month and that they will focus on vaccinating frontline healthcare workers. Vaccines aren't expected to be widely available until next spring at the earliest. The governor's office says more than 100 contracted medical staff have arrived in Montana to assist hospitals in responding to the spike in COVID-19 cases. The 110 healthcare workers are part of an anticipated total of 200 to be deployed in the state before Thanksgiving and who will remain until the end of the year. The workers, including registered nurses and respiratory therapists, will aid hospitals that are at or near capacity as part of a contract between the state and New West, which provides traveling healthcare workers. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.